You know, John, it is amazing to me. I've been hanging around with Babe Ruth for 30 years, but his legacy just continues. I was up in Cooperstown a couple of weeks ago. They opened an exhibit on Babe Ruth. Baseball still looks at the Babe as the standard bearer, the guy against which everyone else really tries to test themselves and measure themselves. And we all still know Babe Ruth, even though he's a Yankee, he's Baltimore's guy. And so we, you know, in commemorating this 100th anniversary of when he signed his first pro contract, and he did that, by the way, on Valentine's Day, 1914, signed by Jack Dunn with the Baltimore Orioles, which was a minor league baseball team at the time. So that's where he launched his career. And so we have built an exhibit at the Babe Ruth birthplace, and it's I think it's probably the first major exhibition, new one that we've done down there in about 10 years on the Babe. So I hope people will come see it.
What are some of the neat never-before things seen?
Well, you know, we've been gearing up for this and collecting artifacts, waiting to spring them on the public. But one thing that we've got is the rosary that he carried with him throughout his whole life, and actually draped it over his hospital bed, the bed he died in 1948. And it was on that bedpost. So that rosary is on display for the first time. We have the official scorebook from the first professional game that he ever played. And that was on April 22nd, 1914. He pitched for the Orioles and beat Buffalo 6-0. So that was good. At the end of that first year in baseball, in October of 1914, he came back to Baltimore and from Boston, where he had finished out that season. And he brought with him his high school. He brought with him his sweetheart, who he had met in Boston, Helen Woodford, and we have the marriage certificate, the original marriage certificate from his wedding to her in Ellicott City, October 17, 1914. The Babe Ruth rookie card is incorporated into this exhibit that has been on display before, but nevertheless, it is sports' most valuable collectible. So a lot of great things to see. We actually have a copy of the bill of sale of Ruth from the Baltimore Orioles to the Boston Red Sox, which occurred July of 1914. So people can take a look at that. That comes courtesy of the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. So what we do is we do a kind of an overview of his whole career, his whole life, how he got his nickname, different things like that, and put it all on display with these very precious artifacts that I think the public will like.
Mike, I'm kind of interested in that rosary you were talking about. Where has that thing been for some 65 years?
With the family. The Babe Ruth family had it. They gave it to us a few years ago for the good work that we have done down here. But a lot of people would not know that Babe Ruth was not born Catholic, but when he was sent to St. Mary's Industrial School at the age of 7, he got a good dose of Catholic religion. He was raised by Catholic brothers from that point on, and so he adopted the Catholic faith and remained a Catholic throughout his whole life. And so somewhere along the line, that rosary bead thing went with him, and evidently he just carried it with him all the time. So it's in good shape. But it really does speak to how old it is. It's not like a dazzling new ornament. It's pretty old, and it belonged to Babe Ruth. So this is a very special thing, and I think the public will like seeing it.
I understand that some of the curators will be on hand as well to kind of explain some of these. What's that about?
Yeah, well, we think it'll be a good idea to guide people through this new exhibit. It's a big exhibit, by the way, as well, so that they can so we can point out some of the special things that we've got, because it can be a little bit overwhelming. Lots to look at, lots to read, lots to learn about Babe Ruth. We get into you know, his statistical excellence in the sport. He set 54 major league records in his time. Now, most of them have been broken, but when you take his body of work and look at him in the top 10 of all these different categories, he is like first or second or fourth or whatever. He just had an astonishing career, the greatest baseball player of all time. And I say that easily, because not only was he an amazing power hitter and great hitter, but he was also an all-star pitcher, and no other major leaguer can make that statement.
How long will the exhibit be up, and what are the particulars for admission?
Well, admission, the exhibit will be up, you know, through the wintertime down here at the birthplace. We're getting ready to undertake some renovations, and that may cause the exhibit to be dismantled for a bit, but then we'll put it back up. But admission is regular for adults, $6. But children, all the summer long, will be admitted for free. 16 and under, bring your kids down. Let them get up close and personal with Babe Ruth, and let them find out about the greatest baseball player and maybe the greatest Baltimorean of all time.